Shoot. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah.
Big shout out.
We done seen it all.
Young Hove. Justin D. Epic Records. Number one album in the country. Shout out Atlanta.
Bro, these bitches back out rocking these platinum chains.
New Future.
Third, nigga, that's my claim to fame.
Metro booming.
When it rain, diamonds galore. Get so foot under the stars.
You can, we don't trust you.
She keep it P with a player, so she never at me.
Keep it P.
I got my lawyer, hoes can't attack me. Little niggas run you down with a gun like he in a trap me. Sent through a cleaner crew, they pressing with that iron. Look a nigga in the eyes, see if you gon' cross. Coco number five, bitch, eating up a boss. Keep my bitch close, but I keep the goons close. Damn Perrier bottle, way sent bubbly on the floor.
Welcome, yeah, world, welcome, world.
You might have OD off this shit, nigga, ain't never enough. Rich and
bitch,
cause the house ain't never enough.
Rest seven in peace, Prodigy.
Bandana P.
Bandana P.
I lose a
star to get replaced the same day. From trapping out Metro killed this shit little sample.
I
want it all, I know
these streets gonna have to feed. I like the fact that he just didn't use the straight, you know, keys, yeah, and he added to it. He, you know, that's dope. I give him credit for that.
I like when they do that.
Yeah. Kind of like what Jordan Peele did to the Say My Name shit for the for the movie.
Yes. Well, he did it before that with the I Got Five on it.
That's what
fade
I meant.
Fade me out, brother F.
That's what I meant.
He actually started that trend, for anybody who doesn't know. The trend of taking a song and remixing it specifically for your trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Whether by changing the mood or the tempo of it or adding, because he added violin and shit, so I Got Five on it. Mm-hmm. He started that trend, and if you noticed, it was repeated a lot. A lot, actually.
Yeah, it got done. It got overdone.
Shout out to Jordan Poole, right?
Jordan Peele.
Shout out to Jordan Peele.
He's the director.
Comes Jordan, down to Jordan Poole. He's losing, right? He's
Jordan Poole's a fucking bum that I've been known. He was
shout
a bum.
Bum ass Jordan
Peele. He ain't been the same ever since Draymond.
Wait. Jordan Poole.
Jordan Poole is
the basketball player.
Basketball player, okay. That got the fucking snot rock. His snot box rocked by fucking, yeah. What's his face?
Draymond. But then he caught a big contract, right?
No, he got.
Did he catch a big contract?
Did he get traded? I know he got sent to the fucking Wizards because the Warriors didn't want to fuck with him no more because he was. So
but I think they had just given him a big contract. Yeah, some just shit like that, like $100 million.
$90 million, I think it was, or something.
Take
like
a
that.
Punch to the face for $100 million.
Fuck yeah!
How about for like $100?
Oh nah, I'll be doing the punching for $100.
Welcome back. I believe this is episode 182.
182, my friend.
182. Big congrats. Last episode's guest, P Thought and Lone Star. Provolone out now on all DSPs. Video, I believe, is out now or coming soon.
Yeah, that video's
but
crazy.
The project is out. Make sure y'all go stream it. Make sure y'all go download it. Share it with your friends. Post about it on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok.
Run that up.
Twitch, all that shit. Make sure you tag at P_Thought and tag at Lone. Is it Lone the Barbarian or Lone Star Music, I think?
Lone Star Music.
Make sure y'all tag both of those good brothers. The project is out now. Project out now.
Go listen to some good music, people.
New Beyonce out now. Country album.
Yeah.
I ain't heard it. You heard it?
Nah, hell no.
I ain't heard it.
I'm not a big country, nor I can't say I'm a big Beyonce fan. So.
I like her Lemonade album a lot.
That's actually, in my opinion, her best album.
Like, I think I like it more than I'm supposed to.
You probably do.
I feel like there should be a limit to how much you like it, and I like it. I like it like a scorned woman.
That's definitely a M. Burns thing to
word.
Say.
I like it like a like
absolutely.
A,
yeah,
like,
I get.
Like
I get
a
that.
Heartbroken female.
See, but this is why.
Wait, shout out to all my heartbroken females out there.
This is why I told you. Like, would you get upset if I questioned your fucking fingernail polish?
Again, it was for the reason though, because you know my track record. You know,
yeah, nah, but you know, look
my,
what you just
my
said.
My jersey is.
Way up in the rafters.
In the Hall of Fame. Hanging in the entrance of the Hall of Fame.
Shit.
New music as well, as I stated in the intro. Future, Metro, We Don't Trust You. Congrats, Epic Records. Congrats, Justin D. Live. He's actually in town, man. Hopefully I get to bump into him. Word. If not, congrats as always. Much love, much success. I believe they have a part 2 coming out. Mm. I'll be sure to look out for that. I haven't heard part one completely just yet, yeah. but I heard a few joints. I like that joint that I just played. And obviously, there's another joint that's caused a whole fucking tornado of
firestorm
controversy.
Shake up in the industry. I guess.
Let's get to that, man. What do you think about that, my broski?
I'm going
to
tell you like this.
He who?
He Kendrick.
K-Dot.
K-Dot. Kenny Beats. I mean, not Kenny Beats. Kenny.
Fuck the big three. Yeah. It's just Big Me.
Yeah, that.
I like that line.
I was like, all right, guys.
You know, notoriously, I'm not the biggest Kendrick fan. Yeah. I love his first album, his second album, and for fucking emotional reasons, I hate everything else.
Yeah.
But I like Kendrick. I like Kendrick, the person, the dude.
Yeah.
I like Kendrick that be in the park doing fucking burpees and shit, don't give a fuck. And I like Kendrick that just fucking calls niggas out because this ain't the first time he did
it. This is what I was going to get to.
Love that.
So he basically took out a page from his, what was the name of that song?
Control. And it wasn't his song. It was Big Sean's song.
He had a featured verse on it, and he basically called out the entire industry right then and there.
Jay Electronica was also on it.
Jay Electronica. And he called out the entire industry, right? Now, yes. What was that, about 10 years ago maybe?
That'd
be a good 10 years ago.
I don't know.
10 years ago, something like
that,
right?
What year
are
we in? 23?
24.
2013? 24.
24?
Close enough?
Yeah. So, all right. So, my thing is this. I understand what you're saying, and it's true. He came in, he shook up the industry. I think they needed that. I think they needed that.
I think we need that.
Right. Because we're too comfortable and...
We're bored. I'm bored.
They're too comfortable and we're bored.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, that I do understand. The only thing is that, fam, you come out and do this every 10 years. Do this shit on a consistent basis, bro. Like, get these keep these motherfuckers on their toes.
It wouldn't have the impact if he did it on a consistent
basis. That's true. That's why I give it to him for being calculated. Yeah. The fact that he only comes out when he feels, you know, he needs the industry to shake up. You know, he needs, like, because I get it. He's a competitor. You know what I'm saying? And it's in his competitive nature to be like, look, y'all ain't doing shit. What the fuck y'all doing?
Well, this one seemed more personal.
Yeah.
A very targeted attack.
Right.
More so on Drake than Cole, but both seem to be in the crosshairs.
And I also get it because when he did the control thing, he was still, I don't want to say he's completely out of the game, but he wasn't as far out the game. He was still, you know, he was still in there dropping verses, dropping albums, this and that.
Yeah, he was more active.
Yeah, he was way more active. Now he came out with the Mr. Morale and the Hot Steppers. And he really, after that, he really hasn't come
out.
Did you
hear that album?
Huh?
Did you listen to that?
I listened to it once.
I don't feel as though I missed anything.
It's, you know what? It's different. It's not a conventional hip-hop album. But that, with that whole thing, what I'm saying is like, so he basically stepped away, and now, I think he came at this as a fan. Like, y'all are boring me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he was speaking more so as a fan and not K-Dot, like, the great. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't see it that way. I don't see it as a fan. I think they pissed him off, bro. I think somehow something ticked him off, and he feels as though he's been shot at very often, whether we know it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, yo, that's enough, bro. Enough is enough. Or, I'm tired of y'all. Because his attacks were pretty direct when he said, kill all your dogs.
Yeah.
One person shooter. He mentions very specific shit.
Yeah, so. Also, too, what you just said made me think people have been taking shots at him. Not just necessarily Drake and Cole, but a lot of people that I've talked to. Put it this way. I'm going to put it this way. Eli, Henrock's nephew. Tell me, son, right? He was the biggest K-Dot fan. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you couldn't argue him down on K-Dot being the best. Right? Now, when we went out for Henry's birthday, he was there, and we were talking about him. We were talking about music and this and that. And, yo, he switched up, yo. He said that Cole is that guy right now. So my whole point to this conversation is like, that narrative has switched where he was K-Dot, the top, you know what I'm saying? Now, secretly, a lot of people were like, you know, not secretly, but a lot of people were talking like, no, he's not the top anymore. He's not even in the top three no more. You know what I'm saying? And I think he heard that. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, damn, if he's not in the top three, who's in the top three?
not him, and that's probably what bothered him. That he wasn't being considered top three.
He's always been in the big three.
Okay, but he hasn't been, how could I put it?
Well, I don't think he's aiming to be in the top three because he doesn't drop consistently and he doesn't do, he's not active. He's a reclusive artist.
My thing is he feels he's not revered as he should be, is my thing. And that's probably why he did what
I've always said he was overrated. But
you said that, right? Because you're not a big K-Dot fan.
What he means and shit. But
to the youth, I'm saying, to like his generation, he started out at the top, and now maybe his thing is waning a little bit. Like his status is waning a little bit.
At his own, in my opinion, his own
actions?
Due to his own actions.
Right.
Due to his own inconsistencies and dropping every couple of years and then dropping these concept albums that maybe you get or you don't get. And sometimes maybe he just rapped too much. Like, calm down, man. We don't need to hear the rap through the thought of an earthworm fucking growing in a garden or some shit. Like, you artsy, I get it, but damn, rap to me about Compton again.
Nah, but I'm surprised, Burns, because you are the artsy dude. Out of the both of us, you're more so the artsy.
Yeah,
guy.
But he's too artsy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I'm surprised at you and the view on Kendrick.
Yeah, well, it's more personal attack. He just triggers my...
you got to let that go, my bro.
Fuck that.
Nah, come on.
And I blame him. That's the fucked up
part.
Yeah,
that's why I mean. Like, you got to let that go, fam. Like, trust me, I know what that's like because I had the hardest time for a long time listening to All I Need by Method Man. Now, you can put that on and I'm good with it. You know what I'm saying?
I think I could listen to the song and be okay.
Nah, you say that, but let me put that shit on.
I've listened to it and it's played.
Nah, but you're not giving it the fair shake it deserves. In my opinion.
No, it's a good song. What? I'm just, it's the song with Rihanna, the love song. No, she's not on it. It's a love song. The name of it is like Love or some shit. And it's actually a good song. It's just the mental connection to it.
Right. That's what you gotta let that go, fam. I had to let it go and I did, and it worked. It's beautiful.
Again,
bro.
I think I've let it go. I just can't get back into Kendrick. Like I used to be. Because remember, I still think Good Kid, M.A.A.D City is like a fucking perfect album. Like
it
a
is.
Five-mic album.
True indeed. Absolutely.
I just can't get back into that fandom of him now. I don't know.
What do you think is holding you back? Besides the personal connection.
No, him and his rappity rap ass. I don't want to hear fucking To Pimp a Butterfly. Not at all. I don't want to hear him rap from a slave perspective or whatever the fuck he did.
Okay.
And then Mr. Morale and the Steppers. I don't know. He was fucking fighting his bitch on a song. And
that was a good song, though.
I'm not anti-fighting your bitch on a song because domestic violence. Shout out to that. Uh-huh. The song, not the action.
Yeah. By the RZA, by the way.
Just I don't know. He don't do it for me. No more. He not saying he can't because he comes out with verses that I like.
Okay.
He had this one. He had the Black Panther soundtrack. I thought was super dope.
Yeah.
With SZA. He had another verse on some shit. I think with JID maybe. I think it was JID. And I don't know. He had another dope verse, but he's just not fucking with Drake and Cole, in my opinion.
He's not fucking with Drake and Cole as far as the quality of music?
As far as music that I want to hear.
Okay.
Whether it's quality or it's bias, okay. I just fucking like it. I'll turn on For All the Dogs 1,000 times before I turn on Mr. Morale.
So what's different because not for nothing, Cole has been labeled a boring rapper. You know what I'm saying? What's the difference?
By others, though. I never labeled him a boring rapper.
Okay.
So that's just like internet
fodder.
Consensus, I guess. I don't know. I like Cole. I think Cole rap his fucking ass off, bro.
I think so,
like,
too. And
he
spits
shit I want to hear in a dope way. He be talking his shit.
Right.
Then he could spit some regular shit that you'll feel, because he did a concept album. He did For Your Eyes Only.
Uh-huh.
And that shit was fire. And that shit was a concept. So it's not like you it's not that because it's a concept album is boring. Because your concept albums are boring to me.
Right.
To somebody else, they might not be. They might be, super dope. Kendrick is heralded, bro. It's not it's not that I'm dissing him either. I would just
prefer him to go back to his Good Kid, M.A.A.D City vibes?
What I prefer don't really fucking matter. I just preferred his Good Kid, M.A.A.D City
in this conversation.
I don't know if he ever could. I don't know.
No, he's he won't. He won't. Because he's saying. Grown from that.
It's like saying you want Nas to put out Illmatic again.
It's not going
to
happen. Can't. No.
So I liked him in that time frame.
Okay. All right.
You know?
That makes sense.
New Kendrick, right. When he was doing the song. Actually, when he did a couple songs with Drake, and he did, I think, a couple songs with Cole, and yeah. Life was good, and everybody was happy.
And he did songs with ASAP and them.
Yeah. But today, 2024, I'll throw on the last Cole album, which was what? Not the Fall Off.
No, the Fall Off hasn't come
the
out.
Off the off season, I think?
Yeah, the Warm Up. No, not the Warm Up. Hold on. I'll look it up. But yeah, that album's actually
the
really
playoffs
good.
Or some shit? I don't fucking know.
That album's actually
the
really
shit good. With the intro with Cam. That shit is fire.
Yeah.
I'll throw that shit on anytime, and I'll throw on For All the Dogs anytime. And I know For All the Dogs gets a lot of like shit, and people don't really fuck with it. I think that's the best Drake album I ever heard.
The Off Season, 2021.
The Off Season, dope album. Yeah, so I'll absolutely. Listen to that a million times. And I'll throw on Kendrick, Good Kid, Mad City, 1,000 times.
Yeah, before anything new.
Before I throw on newer Kendrick. But this verse was dope. I'm waiting to see.
What you think of the beat?
The beat was cool.
I thought it was kind of lackluster. I preferred Control way more.
It wasn't great.
Right.
But maybe that was on purpose. Maybe he didn't want the attention to be focused on the beat.
True.
And instead actually be focused on the lyrics.
True. Even though, like, but for instance, like, Control was a dope-ass beat. You know what I'm saying?
To be honest, I don't remember.
I do.
I don't remember it being anything special. Again, it was the verse that fucking
shook up
the nation.
But, again, what I was going to say, Control had a way better beat, but Kendrick still outshined the beat.
You know again, saying? I don't. Apparently so, because I don't even remember the shit having a beat. It could have came out a cappella. Do they reply?
If
Drake and or Kendrick,
I will say this.
Cole reply.
I will say this. I can see Drake skipping on a reply. You understand? Even though he was on, you know, you saw the video of him saying in concert that ain't nobody fucking with him and this and that.
I did see the video, but from what I've heard, he does that at every concert, even before the diss. He does a little pep talk.
Right. He does a pep talk, but this particular pep talk was kind of focused on what had happened, what had transpired.
Oh, this one was for him. He had a pep himself.
Yeah, what had transpired the week before. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I can't see, I don't see Drake verbally, musically answering this. I, for one, cannot believe that Cole is not going to answer back.
Does he do it directly, though? Or is it subliminal?
Listen, I am anticipating. I am waiting. I'm looking at you, Cole. I know what's going to happen. It better fucking happen. Because if not, in my opinion, you're losing mad points right now. Right now. Right. I get it. You're making a song probably right now. But you got to drop something. Because you can't go out there and say you're the best, you're the top of the food chain, and then not reply to this musically. I don't give a fuck about interviews and your little pep talks, your little fake Drake pep talks on stage. Fuck all that. I need to hear something.
But that's Drake.
No. I'm looking at Cole. I'm talking to Cole. I'm not talking to Drake. I know Drake. I wouldn't doubt if he does. I'm not expecting Drake to say anything musically.
What if he drops the hardest?
I'll be pleasantly surprised. You understand what I'm saying? Cause I'm not gonna put it past Drake, but I'm not anticipating Drake. I'm more so looking at Cole. I'm looking at you, Cole. Where's it at? Cause you're already a week behind.
He's in album mode though.
I'm sorry, dog. This pushes this everything right now. You just gotta push everything to the side right now and be like, and come up with something good. Cause I know he can. I'm not. You know that's what my problem is.
For what?
What do you mean?
You're in album mode. You want to pause album mode, push all this creative energy to the side, and make a diss track. For what?
Yo, I'm sorry,
for
but...
props? For internet props?
No.
For the love of hip-hop? The culture?
For yourself, dog. For your own dignity. You claim to be the best. Ain't nobody fucking with you. Show us.
Hasn't he already shown you?
He showed me that against, how could I put it? I don't want to say lesser competition. I really don't want to say that because...
But I'm not even talking in battle form.
No.
He just shown you that lyrically
that's
he
what
is
I'm
superior?
Getting at. Lyrically, he's amazing because he bodied Benny on his own track. He's bodied everybody that he spit with. He bodied them on their own track. I get that. Let's see you do this to Kendrick now.
Kendrick's calling you out, fam. This is a different thing. These guys didn't call you out, and you did it anyway. Now this person is pointing at you and talking about, you whack, son. Let me see what you got. I want to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
I get it, and I understand. But I see things from a different perspective.
If you're that guy that you claim to be, show me.
I don't got to prove shit to none of y'all.
You don't have to. I'm not saying exactly. I'm nobody. You're right. I'm nobody. You don't have to prove shit to me.
You don't
got
to prove shit to Kendrick.
All right. Let me say this.
Maybe to himself.
Let me ask you this then. He doesn't reply at all. He drops the album that he's working on right now. Let's say whatever. How would you take it?
I'm gonna go listen to the album.
I know you're gonna go listen to the album, but it wouldn't do nothing for you. You wouldn't care at all.
It wouldn't change me in the least bit.
I'm not saying
I wouldn't lose a wink of sleep.
No. That's not what I mean, bro. It's not desire
to hear the album. No, I don't give a fuck, bro.
Obviously, because we're not in that. We're past that time in our lives where it's all encompassing. I get that, but come on, you being the person you are, a lover of this music, of this genre, you know, and the way they put words together and the competitive spirit of it. You're not looking forward to that?
Looking forward to it, yes. Will I be disappointed if it don't happen?
I guess. I mean,
I think I've lost the luster for the culture and the hip hop and the competitive spirit.
That's what I mean. Obviously,
because
we're getting older.
Cares?
Yeah, we're getting older. I understand that, but come on, dog.
Cole is still the man, and he's still gonna drop a fire album. And regardless. Drake is still the man, and his next album probably be I don't know because he's a little inconsistent with albums.
Ooh, Drake.
Yeah.
As far as quality.
Quality. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They
of
go
course.
Up and down. Kendrick is a. Cole is a little more consistent with dropping.
Cole doesn't have the volume. Or doesn't drop the volume that Drake does, though. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, fair point.
You know, so if you drop way more projects, obviously some of them are not going to be as good as the other ones. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, whereas Cole is more calculated, you know, and he takes more time to craft these albums.
So what if he drops a song dissing Kendrick without saying Kendrick like he did to Kanye?
Oh, like, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And everybody knows it's about Kendrick. He just don't say Kendrick.
Well, those three verses on that song are about Kendrick. I mean, about Kanye, Wale, and it was somebody else. There was two verses.
I don't know. I don't remember third, but yeah, he was definitely talking to Wale too.
He's talking to Wale and Kanye, right? If he comes out with something like that, I mean, it's his creative choice. I understand that, and I can't hate. If it's dope, it's dope. You know, I'm not gonna hate on it. I would have preferred for him to be like, yo, K-Dot, this is, you know, like, actually mention him. But if he makes it, like super apparent that it is, you know, K-Dot, you know what I mean? I get it.
Yeah.
That means you're just being creative. Like, instead of, you know what I'm saying, instead of directly mentioning his name, he does it in a creative way. I'll take that. I will take that.
I'm not saying I don't want to diss, because... Fucking hip hop is boring.
It doesn't have to be a diss. It just has to be a reply, in my opinion. You don't have to come out here and say
But every action doesn't deserve a reply.
Doesn't deserve? So you're saying, you said you liked Kendrick's verse and what he did and all that. So you're saying this doesn't warrant a reply?
Depending on the individual.
In your opinion, if it was you, would you reply?
If he was dissing me right now here on this bullshit podcast, yes, I'm replying because it's going to fucking, you know, keep my name in the shit. Yeah, but Cole might just be like, diss this nigga for what? He's going to disappear for 4 years. I don't even got to worry about him again. This guy's a fucking...
What if he don't, though? What if he keeps coming?
What you gonna call it? A vagrant. A nomad. Yeah. What if he keeps coming?
What if Cole don't answer, and obviously Drake won't answer, you know what I'm saying? And then Cole drops another album. I mean, another song, or even just another verse, another 16 or whatever.
I think that's further proof that you still shouldn't answer. I think after that, the answer becomes less probable.
True. Because
now it's like, this guy's a fucking mosquito sweating me. Yeah. I'm above him in his fucking theoretical rap shit. No diss to Kendrick, because I actually fuck with Kendrick. I don't mean to make fun of him.
Yo, you fuck with Kendrick, one of Kendrick's albums. That's it. You don't really fuck with Kendrick, though.
I fuck with Section 80 a little bit, too, though.
Yeah.
And it's weird that J. Cole produced that whole shit. So the whole thing, this rap shit is really wrestling, bro.
think so? Lately, within the last 25 years, it's become more so wrestling than anything else.
You know who I love? You know who I love. Kanye.
I fuck with Kanye. Shit. I think Kanye's back.
I don't
shit.
Always fuck with Kanye, but I love when Kanye Kanye's. So he put out a statement basically like, man, I killed Kendrick. Fuck Drake. I killed this motherfucker. Yeah. I'm the GOAT. Uh-huh. Fuck all y'all. I'm out of here.
Yeah. I did read that.
That I love. Just you listen to no, I went to listen to it. I had heard like a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to listen to the whole thing, it was off shit. It was off DSPs. I think it's back on, so I gotta go back and look for it. But I wanted to listen to it. I was looking forward to listening to it.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's decent.
And then he's supposed to drop part two.
Yeah, soon. It got a pushback now. Like always.
I was reading that he was gonna drop it like
it's on DSPs though.
Like Patreon exclusive type some shit like that.
Yeah.
Vultures is back on DSPs?
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's on there.
I'll listen to that. Yeah, so I read he was gonna drop Vultures to like Patreon exclusive. Mm-hmm, yeah. Not specifically Patreon, but behind a paywall. Mm-hmm, I think a lot of artists are starting to do that now.
I heard that
almost
a lot
direct to customer sales.
That and also physicals. They're getting real. They're getting back into physicals.
Physicals prevent the problem I just had with Vultures, right? Because had the CD, I could just play it whenever the fuck I want. They can never take it off my hand or whatever. It's all under control. The moment they say that an album or an artist is canceled, potentially you lose access to all of their music unless you have the physical.
Exactly. That's why physicals, to me, work.
Yeah, but do cars even have, like, CD players anymore? Like, if you buy a new car?
My car didn't come with a CD player.
Right? So now they're making it harder to have ways to play them unless you fucking pull out a Walkman and shit and plug it in. Old school stuff. Yo, don't tell me our future is really just our past and shit.
Yeah, dog. That's what it's going to be. We got to plug it into the aux.
Oh, man. What else is going on with Kanye? Oh, I read his daughter is going to drop her album.
Yeah. Miss Westy.
Elementary School Dropout.
That's
the name. Yo, that's little Kanye, bro. Like, God bless her, man.
Yeah, that's dope, man. Good for her, man. Like
I know her mom hates her.
You know, it's funny. I always catch it on Twitter and sometimes on YouTube Shorts, and there's always shorts on where Kim is basically begging this little girl's like, please take it easy on me today.
Yeah.
I'm like, she's 9, bro, or 12, or whatever the fuck she is.
I think I saw a sign that she took her to see a stylist or something.
Oh, yeah. Right? I did see that. Yeah,
like,
I did see that.
Like, the world's most renowned stylist. And she's like,
that's
a trash.
Yeah, this is trash. Don't wear that, mom. but it's by this person. She's like, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah,
it's not good.
That's it. But,
but you got to love a kid's honesty, bro.
Well, I love that she's just little Kanye,
yeah,
bro.
That's what I mean. On top of being little Kanye.
And I know her mom got to, like, not like.
Resent it?
Not like that so much. And that's what she fucking gets. Good for her.
Yeah, fuck her.
That was a little hate, but all good.
Little hate spring of the
What world. Else is going on? Oh, speaking of moms and their relationships.
Uh-oh.
50.
Yeah.
He's kind of beefing with his BM now. I believe her name is Joy something.
Daphne Joy.
Daphne Joy. First of all, Daphne Joy look good.
She do. She
Shout
nice.
Out to that.
She nice.
But supposedly she's a sex worker for Puff, and we're going to get to Puff in a second.
Mm.
And 50 found out,
yeah,
and he started doing what 50 does, making fun of her on Instagram, which I'm going to get to in a second because that's just exhausting too. And then he filed for sole custody of his son. And then she put out a statement that he actually allegedly raped her and physically abused her.
I think it's fucking asinine that she said that. Because did you see the post? Did you read the post? Because I did.
That she put?
Yeah.
Yeah, I read the whole post.
She basically said that she raped him, she abused him, and then
that
decided.
He raped her.
I'm sorry, that he raped her and abused her. Because
if she's out there raping.
Yeah. Rape it.
rape this guy. He wants to be raped by Joy Daphne. Daphne Joy, whatever.
Bring me Joy Daphne.
So she said all these things, and then the line right after, and we moved, and then we decided to move a mile away from you. So you're basically going to move a mile away from your rapist. That's why I say this whole thing is bullshit. And the fact that's all she has left, though? That's what you have left? That's all you have left?
What do you mean?
Like, it came down to now he's a rapist? This is you have nothing else to throw at him.
What is she supposed to throw at him?
I mean, throw something factual. Come on, dog.
We don't know if it's actual factual.
You saying you, so you're somebody rapes you and you're going to move a mile away from them?
You don't know how women's minds work, man. And victims' minds work,
shit?
Bro.
You believe that shit?
I don't believe it. I don't believe it, but I can't say it for a fact it didn't happen or she's lying. You never know, bro. There's people that got raped and lived with their fucking rapist for 20 years.
I don't know. That's tough.
I mean, she is accused of being a sex worker. Obviously, she has some fucking things she needs to work out mentally and spiritually and emotionally, if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
And if being raped was one of them, God forbid, man. And then she had a baby by the rapist. Like, and then now the nigga's paying her, so she might feel like a sex worker to him. I don't fucking know. I don't know. I can't say one way or the other. Yeah. I think it's ugly no matter what. It's being played out on Instagram.
Yeah.
They have a child who they should both be trying to protect. And I just think it's ugly, bro. But I think a lot of what 50 does online is ugly, bro. I think he puts out a lot of negative energy and talks about things that just don't got nothing to do with him, bro. Like, you're mad rich, my nigga. You have mad shit going on that's positive. You have beautiful children, although you hate one of them probably.
Yeah.
But to just always, he's like a gossiper. He's like Wendy Williams. He's like the male Wendy Williams. Anything happens and he got to put his input on it and he got to make fun of the person happening.
Oh, well, this is why I'll say him and Wendy Williams differ. Wendy Williams actually took this shit seriously, and that she made it her fucking job. You understand what I'm saying? To me, 50 is, like you said, making fun. He's just poking fun at the shit that's happening that's real.
No, because he makes money from it.
Huh?
He makes money from it.
Well, okay, he does make money from it, but 50's always done this.
He continues to do it.
50's always, if I would understand if this is something new that he's been doing maybe the last 5 or 6 years. But he's always been this way.
But that doesn't make it right. Just because I've always been a thief, that don't mean it's okay. Nigga, I'm a thief no matter what.
Yeah, but...
To be so... And again, 50 is a billionaire, bro.
Yeah.
50 could do whatever the fuck he want. He can make fun of whoever he want. Make fun of me, please. Help me out.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, I just think what he's doing is just, like, ugly, bro.
You being fucking petty wop, because you are kind of a petty
I'm
person.
Super petty.
You wouldn't do shit like this? You wouldn't fucking? I can completely see that coming from
am
you.
Am I worth $500 million or am I right now? Because there's a difference. If I do it right now, nobody cares. Nobody's listening.
All
right,
fine. Let's say you're in 50's position. You're a producer. You're an executive producer to all these TV shows. You're worth over $500 million.
Do I have relationships with these people?
No, obviously he doesn't.
He does.
He doesn't give a fuck about Puff.
He has a relationship with him.
He might have a working relationship with him. He does not have
They've
a
interacted, is my point.
He doesn't
have I
a,
interacted with them?
He doesn't have a personal relationship. He doesn't.
Because I'm not petty to strangers.
Huh?
Like, I'm not petty to strangers.
I think you could be extra petty to strangers.
Nah, I don't know. It depends on the stranger. It depends. I don't know. Am I bored that day? I don't know. That's why.
I can't
condemn 50. I'm just saying I don't like it. And it's always directed at our own people. He didn't make fun of Epstein. He didn't make fun of fucking Maxine Giselle, whatever.
Yeah.
He don't make fun of fucking Donald Trump or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's bully tactics because he does it to people that he can do it to. And if they are not people that he can do it to, he does it to them when they're in a position that he can.
Okay, now I got another question. Let's say he were to do the same thing to Donald Trump. Or Ghislaine Maxwell, or Epstein if he was still alive, right? I think he also does it to get a reaction.
Of course, because
these motherfuckers
it brings
are not
traction.
Exactly, these motherfuckers, Trump, Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein, all these other, they're not going to interact with fucking 50 Cent. They're not going to entertain his bullshit.
Of, co- I don't see too many other people entertaining his bullshit. Puff don't. Jay don't. They see it for what it is. And he calls out Jay all the time. Like, it's odd to me how much he thinks about Jay-Z and Puff.
Yeah, he really going at Jay now. He's like, yo, Jay, you next.
Yeah, so, like, why say that? Right?
What do you mean?
Jay, you next.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, he don't like him. He got beef with him for whatever
reason. Yeah.
Why wish that upon somebody? You know what I'm saying? Like,
because
unless you know something, and even if you know something, why then now you snitching?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just shut up. Mind your business, bro. Let Jay-Z be Jay-Z. But
you never know.
He does it to Young Buck. Like, all right, my nigga. Young Buck is obviously in a bad place. Yeah. And that was someone that you had care for at one point in time.
Right. Yeah.
All right, maybe he owes you money. You have enough money.
Yeah.
You don't have to make this guy's life a living hell on top of the fact that he's broke and he can't make no money off the shit that you made with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, the guy's in a lose-lose, and you just got your foot on his neck.
Yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying, but also, that's kind of who 50 is, man. Like,
he's it, and I'm mad similar, but it's like, damn, my nigga. Wow, grow up. Nah. Eventually, you got to grow up.
He's not going to grow up, bro. You got to also think of it, too, bro. You're a fucking super millionaire. You're a super millionaire. Now you really don't have to do shit else. What the fuck else is he going to do besides produce TV shows?
That's what I mean. He's bored. Go find a hobby, bro. Go. You don't got to be fucking, what was the shit called back in the day? The rumor show? Not Eyewitness News. That's some bullshit. Like Current Affairs or whatever the fuck. Like, that shit's just ugly, bro. I don't know. Do whatever the fuck you want, obviously, but I try to avoid all that shit.
Plus, also, you never know. Like, he might still take a lot of things personally that were done to him in the industry. And he's probably like, nah, it was my turn, motherfuckers. I'm going to shit on all y'all for shitting on me. You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. We don't know everything.
Exactly.
So I can't hold it against him.
That's why
him.
I
it
don't.
It just appears
right
to be ugly.
That's why I kind of don't hold it against him, because I also do not know the full story. But I can only imagine.
Well, I mean, he got shot 9 times, probably for a fucking reason.
Yeah, 9 times means somebody wanted you dead, fam.
But not wishing death on anybody.
No.
Obviously.
No.
It's just in a world of energies, you're putting out a negative energy all the time, and it's just weird and kind of ugly.
Yeah.
Kind of ugly. And Jay-Z ain't doing that, but being out supporting his wife and being a supportive husband and trying to look like Basquiat.
And trying not to go down with Diddy.
I don't know. Have you seen Diddy?
Yeah, he's chilling. He's chilling. He's in Miami with fucking Stevie J.
What is everybody talking about?
What you mean?
His house has got raided.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Go on.
He's in Miami chilling.
Uh-huh.
On camera.
Uh-huh.
Walking around freely.
Yeah.
So what's the fucking problem? What's everybody talking about?
I don't have a problem with anything. I mean, I'm just
saying.
What's
the big deal? His house got raided.
Uh-huh.
All right, houses get raided, bro. We don't know what they was looking for.
Dog,
we don't know what they found.
Did you hear this theory? That supposedly his houses were all raided, not to incriminate him, but to gather all evidence and destroy it. That's the latest thing I heard.
Let's pretend that's true.
Okay.
Right? Uh-huh. Let's pretend.
Right.
That would mean that Puffy is a lower cog in this demented machine, and that there are people above him with much more power and access and shit to lose. Mm-hmm. Why we don't focus on them? Why we focus on Puff?
Because, not for nothing, Puff is being the sacrificial lamb right now.
He's being fucking demonized.
Yeah, he's being a sacrificial lamb. He's being, you know, he's the one. He's the poster boy for all the shit that's going on right now.
See, I hate talking about Puff because I'm biased.
Yeah, I know. Obviously. I know.
It's just, I don't know, man. I'm too biased. That's the problem. So I don't want to believe anything that's accused of him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, without being accused of,
proper evidence. If there's evidence undeniable, you can't fucking
I was going to say that, Burns. Like,
no, if evidence comes out and you can't deny it, you can't deny it.
This is, I told I was telling my homegirl this, and I told her, I'm like, it's sad. In a way, it's sad because, you know, he was a figurehead in our culture, and he was part of our upbringing. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, like we came, part of our life soundtrack.
That's what I mean. Like, we came up on Puff. You know what I'm saying? Partly. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I was telling him, like, so it, in a lot of ways, it's sad. You know what I'm saying? Because this guy engineered and built what we grew to love. You know what I mean? So it is sad. In the same breath, though, I said, if all this does come out as true, fucking where he breathes, bro. He deserves to be in fucking under the jail. In prison under the jail, bro. Like, if it's all true. If it's true. All
right.
If it comes out, it's true.
If what is true?
Everything he's being accused of. Everything. His sexual deviancy, the sexual blackmail, the sex trafficking. If all that shit is true, you're a piece of shit, dog. I'm sorry.
Is it wrong to be a sexual deviant?
That I can understand because...
If he a freak, he a freak. That's not illegal.
That's fine. But now if you're... Like I said, now if you're sex trafficking, like, you're basically forcing people to do your fucking sexy, your fucking crazy sex shit. Dog, come on, dog. That's borderline rape. That is rape. You're forcing somebody to do something they don't want to do. You know what I mean?
If they don't want to do it.
Again, if all this shit comes out as true and he is all this fucking crazy shit, the sex trafficking and the blackmail, the deviancy, whatever, bro. We're all deviants in one way or another. You understand what I'm saying?
Who's he blackmailing?
Huh?
Who's he blackmailing?
It's
like if it comes out that he's blackmailing people.
Okay.
Who's he blackmailing?
It's obvious. I mean, not obvious. It looks like he's blackmailing hip hop. That's even more fucked up, in my opinion, because now not only are you doing this crazy.
But why would he blackmail hip hop?
Because he can. He obviously can't do it to no other genre. He's not a prominent figure in pop.
What if he's blackmailing politicians?
If that comes out, then fuck those politicians too. They should all go down. I'm not excusing anybody from this.
I don't know.
I'm not excusing anybody from this.
The sex trafficking, if it's against their will, mm-hmm. understandable. Mm-hmm. But if these girls that are getting paid to be sex slaves are willing participants... then that's not an issue. That's just a sexual choice that the parties involved made and agreed to.
Right.
Could it be that because it's being exposed and they're now being embarrassed and being basically exposed as expensive as prostitutes, that right. now they're going to say, oh, I wasn't with it.
That, but this is what I was trying to get at with Daphne Joy. You know what I'm saying? Now that she's exposed, oh, 50 raped me. You know what I'm saying?
Possible.
That's what I was trying to get at.
Potentially.
Right. That's what I was trying to get at. Now that the tables have turned and it doesn't shine a good light on you, now you're going to come out and be like, oh, no, I was coerced.
Yeah,
or
now she's trying to save face, which a lot of them might be trying to do.
Right. That's what I'm trying to get at, too. Like
the producer that came with the lawsuit, the original producer that came with the lawsuit, the
Lil Rod
or whatever, Lil Rod.
Yeah.
First of all, my man.
Yeah, Lil Rod, pause that.
You shouldn't be having no sexual claims if your name is Lil
Rod. Lil Rod, yeah, Pat. Yo, come on, fam.
I don't know, man. What if he's just a disgruntled employee with shit to say? Like, he claimed he got sexually assaulted, like, his first week on the job, and he stood there 5 years. Right? That goes back to the Daphne Joy shit. You got raped, and you stood with... Obviously, the positive benefits outweighed the little negative benefit, the alleged. Hmm. So now, because whatever, maybe y'all had a falling out, now fucking you come with this extravagant lawsuit. Same thing with Cassie. How do we know Cassie wasn't a cash grab?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's obvious. And now it is. It's obvious that it was. You know what I'm saying? So, she's a 100 millionaire now. And she ain't got shit. And plus, she was smart. She was super smart for doing what she did when she did.
Of course.
Because had she waited for more money, she'd get nothing.
Exactly. So it just seems very conspiratory against Puff. And I love Puff, so it sucks. However, if shit comes out that is true that he was diddling little Justin Bieber and Usher and shit, that's fucked up. You can't do that, bro. You can't mm-hmm. be a fucking sexual predator to minors. That's disgusting. Like, but if he was just being a freak and having freak-offs and people was down with it, you can't knock a man for being a freaky-ass nigga. If nothing is illegal...
How about the fact that during the raid, they found in all three of his residents, the place was wired for sound and video. The entire place, bathrooms, everything, shower heads, everything.
Your name is, all right, certain shit shouldn't be, but
bathrooms?
You're still,
shower heads?
What I mean, certain shit shouldn't be, But if you're Puff Daddy, you have to be secure. Your house has to be secured and wired. I get bathrooms, no, and showerheads, no, but he's a freaky-ass boy. Maybe he told everybody before they came in, yo, there's cameras everywhere, even in the shower, so you either in or out.
What if he didn't, though? What if he didn't tell them that? All right, I can understand what you're saying.
If he didn't, that's fucked up, obviously. Okay. All right. Surveillance. But if he, the government don't fucking tell us when they do it, and they do it even more.
That's another story for another podcast.
So, so it's like, you can't hold one man accountable when the fucking government does the same shit and nobody can tell them nothing. Who's going to sue them? Who's going to take them to court?
Right. But again, this also goes into what we were talking about on the group chat. Yo, the feds are not raiding your house for nothing. They're not going to waste all that manpower, time, and energy to do it just because. Just on a whim.
But like you said, it might have been an alternative reason.
Oh,
yes,
of course.
They had a reason, their reason wasn't to go in there and arrest Puff Daddy.
You're right.
Mind you, from what I've read, and I'm no law expert, and I'm no fucking, I truly don't even fucking really care that much because this shit don't affect me one way or the other, and I'm not getting a dollar either way.
Listen,
if y'all tell me I'm going to get paid because Puffy touched me, that motherfucker touched me. But since y'all not, it don't matter. I forgot what the fuck I was going to say. What I was reading is that it's not even a criminal case. It's a civil case, so he can't be arrested anyway.
Yeah, right.
There's no warrant for his arrest.
That's why he hasn't had that. That's why there hasn't been
a warrant. He has committed no crime that can be deemed arrest.
That the government can pursue.
Exactly.
Now, other people, like private entities can, but the government cannot.
Well, private entities would have to press charges.
That's what I mean. What I mean. Yeah.
And then prove the shit.
That's what I mean.
That's another thing. You have to prove it.
Yeah.
But it's all ugly, man. It's
I don't know. Ever since I heard the fact that he was raided because to destroy evidence, I believe that more than anything now.
I could see that, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I could see that. Because, again, Puff, to me, if those freak-offs were really occurring, there's probably people in there much more powerful than Puff. People above Puff. People that was probably fucking walking him on the dog collar and shit.
Right. And that don't want to be exposed.
Above all, bro.
Yeah, nah. Absolutely.
They say Lucian Grange is in there. They say Clive Davis is in there. They say half the government is in there.
Yeah.
NBA, LeBron, Beyonce without Jay-Z.
Yeah. It's a lot, man. It's a lot to unpackage.
It sucks, bro. I seen a video recently on YouTube that is Puff and Big. Like, I think Puff is leaning on Big like that. Like, he got his arm on him. Yo, it was a suspect-ass video, bro. He says, he's like, I love you, Big. And Big's like, I love you, baby. And he got his hand on him, and Big kind of lays his head on his hand. He's like, damn, you got soft hands. Some shit. Yo, that shit seems mad suspect. I was going to send it to the group chat, but then I'm like, damn, I shouldn't.
You should have, goddammit.
No, because I try to be above the negative, bro. That's why I don't really interact too much.
I can understand. Look. I can understand you posted that on Twitter. Fine, yeah, be above the negative. It's us, fam.
No.
It's us, bro.
It should be more with y'all because I want y'all to elevate with me. And that takes me to a quote that I saw that made me think of 50 Cent, and it made me think of the group chat, where the quote is, a fool sees another man's downfall as a topic of discussion, where a wise man sees it as a warning to himself. So true. I think that y'all talking about it so much is like,
That's why. Look, when the group chat was posted, when Black or whoever posted it first, I said either way. one thing I didn't say that I wanted to say, what you said is true. I didn't get a fucking Puffy is cool check in the mail. You know what I'm saying? I never got one of those.
Yeah. It
doesn't matter to me. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Either way,
it just becomes annoying, bro.
Yeah,
we should be talking about important shit and motivating each other and enriching each other's lives and not talking about
other people.
Puff Daddy. Although I'm not perfect and I share my fair share of bullshit, like the fucking weed Ninja Turtle. So I get it. It's just I try not to share negative.
Who put something funny this morning? Was it Bloodshot? He put something funny replying to your weed Ninja Turtle.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, shout out to the brother Bloodshot, man.
Love you, bro.
Shout out to the Black Don too. He had said something damn that I wanted to bring to the show.
It was on the group chat?
Yeah. Fuck, I don't know what it is, man. I thought he had said like a black fact that mattered or actually made sense.
That mattered.
Yeah. Shout out to that brother though.
Nah, shouts to Black, man. Where you at, baby?
What else we got? Puff. Yo, I'm still listening to that album. I don't give a fuck, bro.
Yeah.
Drake, I'm still listening to that album. I also don't give a fuck about that. Kanye, I got to listen to that last album.
Vulture is pretty decent.
Cole, I'm looking forward to the new album. Kendrick, I'll always listen to Good Kid, Mad City, bro. New Beyonce, country album, haven't heard it. Might check it out. She's doing this Renaissance three-part thing. The first one was like the house music. Now it's country, and they say the next one is rock.
Mm.
But they're all Beyonce albums.
Her experimenting.
Provolone out now. Lone, P Thought. Shout out to Mudslingers.
Yeah, man.
50. I fuck with 50, man. I just hate that he be so like childish and petty. But I'm also childish and petty. So
yeah, I'll be honest. I really don't. Again, I never got my 50 is cool checking the mail. So. And either way, I don't care. Just keep putting out, you know, dope shit on TV and shit, and I'll fuck with you.
Yeah, I don't even watch his shows really like that either. But I don't got that channel, so it's okay. New Future and Metro, We Don't Trust You. Congrats again to brother Justin D Live. All the good people are at Epic Records. Over 500,000 sold of the new single. Over 240,000, I thought I read, of the album.
Now, I got a question, though. The last two albums that Future dropped, is this some sort of trilogy or some sort of series? Because, I mean, the titles are very similar. Like, the first one was I Never Liked You.
I Never Liked You, right?
Yeah, and now this one, We Never Trusted You or We Don't Trust You or some shit?
Honest answer, I don't know. But they say there's something about the album titles and the beef.
Right, that's what I mean. That's what I'm trying to get at.
I don't know, but there's something. And somebody on Twitter put up like the names of the songs from Drake's last album and the names of the songs from Future's last album, and they're kind of connected somehow.
They go back and forth.
There's like disses in them or some shit.
Oh wow! Yeah.
Further internet spectacle or
speculation.
But something to look into. Justin Timberlake dropped a new album. Not the Man I Was or Take Me As I Am, some shit like that. Supposed to be pretty good. I'm definitely gonna check that out. And that's really all I got for new music, man. I think there's more albums that came out. I don't know. You said Lizzo retired?
She did not retire. She quit. It's not the same thing.
Even better. Bye. Goodbye.
Again, though, this is like we were talking off air, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, it seems, how could I put it? Kind of childish, because you got called out on all your bullshit, and now you don't want to deal with it, and you don't want to take accountability.
Well, she's
for
going
it.
To court, so she got to deal with it.
All right, but she doesn't want to. How could I put it? I don't know. She's being called out on her shit, and she don't like it, so she's gonna quit.
Good.
You know what I'm saying?
I care not the reason. Be gone.
I'm not a Lizzo fan at all. Like, I don't listen to her music. I could care less. Another one. I never got my Lizzo was cool check in the mail, so I don't give a fuck. Either way, I could care less.
Any albums you're looking forward to? Anything coming out soon? That should be good.
The album that I am going to listen to that I actually heard a little bit of on the way in here today, well, actually when I walked in, was the Rock Marcy album. Marciology.
Oh, yeah. That came out, right?
Yeah.
That came out last night, I think.
Yeah.
That should be a big...
Thursday at midnight. Well, you know, Friday midnight, you know, it came out. I haven't listened to it, but I'm looking forward to it. The last album he came out with, The Alchemist, The Elephant Man's Bones, I thought that was a dope album. So I'm looking forward to this.
Cool. Enjoy it.
Because we know you not.
I'm not listening to this.
Yo, you a hater, fam. How do you listen to Wu-Tang but don't listen to this? Oh man, you're a funny guy, bro.
Amen to that.
You're a funny guy, bro.
But congrats to him. Shout out to him. He's like the Hove of the underground, from what I can tell.
Yeah. And he's up there. He's nice, bro. He's nice. Just I know you. I know to
it,
you.
Don't mean nobody else fucks with it.
I know to you. He's a rappity rap ass.
No. That's unfair. I have no opinion of him. I don't listen to him, so.
You've never heard anything?
I'm sure I've heard something in passing, but I don't. I couldn't name you a
nothing
song.
Nothing that grabbed your attention for you to gravitate to? Yeah? Oh, wow.
Nothing that sucked me in and kept me around.
That sucks, man, because he makes good music, bro.
I mean, probably, and I'm sure if I listen to enough of it, I'll find shit that I like. Mm.
It's just that you don't want to take the time out to listen to enough shit of his to like.
I think I've always felt like if I'm meant to find you, I'm going to find you.
Right,
maybe the day will come that I find him. Quick shout out. One of my favorite R&B singers, bro. No, I'm lying. Not even one of my favorite R&B singers because I really don't like too much of her other projects. But FKA Twigs, the Magdalene album, one of my favorite albums ever made in the history of music. I love it, and I listen to it to this day. She is in the new Crow movie.
I heard about that.
She plays the girlfriend that gets killed.
So mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going to go check that out. The new movie looks fire.
So let me ask you, FKA Twigs, you only fuck with that album exclusively?
Yeah. I went and tried to listen to some of her other stuff.
Not good? Well, not to your liking?
Not my groove.
Not your groove, just that one, huh?
Even, I went before FKA, before Magdalene,
mm-hmm.
and she dropped projects after Magdalene.
Right.
And none of them touched me like Magdalene touched me.
And what was so different about that one than the other ones? Now, I got two-part question. What was so different about that one than the other ones? And are the other ones more the same, and this is just the outlier?
That album specifically was almost like a concept album.
Okay.
Where she studied older styles of music, like classical styles of music, fucking chanting monks and shit type
mm-hmm.
shit.
Mm-hmm.
Old Roman Empire type shit. Mm-hmm. So the album had a very distinct sound to it.
Okay.
And
like a gothic sound almost.
Almost, it had its poppy joints. You know, it was a blend of things. It was just, for me, well put together mm-hmm. and dope from start to finish. Like the intro just pulled me in immediately,
mm-hmm.
and it was the timing of it. I just found it at a time that I felt like I needed it, and it just hit right. Her other stuff, some of it is more poppy, some of it is even more hip hoppy. Mm-hmm. I guess in the beginning, as she was finding her sound.
Mm-hmm.
And the after stuff, she had put out a mixtape, and it was like R&B-ish, pop-ish. Mm-hmm. Just not really what I was looking for at the time.
So okay.
That album just happened to catch me at the right time. An artist I had never heard of before. Like I said, I found it from browsing fucking album covers, and I just thought it had a weird-looking album cover.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, fuck, I want to hear this.
Right.
And it was dope to me. So that's not to say that that won't happen with a Rock Marcy or something.
It won't.
You know, probably not, but shout out to him, though.
Also, shout out to our boy Crisis from the Bronx.
Yes, he got the new album out with Flea Lord, I believe.
Absolutely. He's still...
Full Court Press?
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. And again, another great album. I really fucked with 2-3 Zone, and now they got the Full Court Press coming, so...
Yeah. I'll listen to Full Court Press.
That's dope, man. Shouts to you, my brother. You're really doing it.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You're doing everything you said you was going to do.
I think he got Inspector Deck on the album.
Something like that,
yeah. And I think Conway on the album.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other people.
Yeah, man. But shouts to you, my brother. Word. You know, and shouts to Flea Lord. I've always fucked with Flea Lord, and now that you work with him, it's like a bonus. So, yeah, man. Shouts to you, both of y'all, man.
Absolutely. Shout out to that. And there was somebody else, no?
What else you got?
Crisis dropped the project. Didn't somebody else that we know just drop a project?
Didn't Feeve just drop a project?
Yes, there you go. He either just dropped the project. Or he's going to. Him and Red Inf, collaboration album. Yeah. So shout out to Red Inf. Shout out to...
You know, and I got to say this too. I've seen a lot of him and Red Inf, and they are reminding me of this generation's Ray and Ghost.
Well, they're actually friends.
That's what I mean.
Not to say Ray and Ghost wasn't.
No, but that's what I mean.
But outside of like all these collaborative albums and projects that come out, those two brothers are like,
yeah, they tight,
best friends.
Nah, that's dope, man. That's dope, and you could tell it comes through in the music. You know, it's just real dope. It's real well put together. The videos, everything, man. Like,
yeah,
y'all got
matter
that.
Of fact, there's a UFO Feeve album that I've been fucking with. I really been fucking with a lot of music lately. I've just been in the music vibe.
Mm.
But there is a Feeve album.
Which one? Blood on the
East Side Feeve.
East Side Feeve.
Okay. That's a dope album. I went and I checked it out. Yeah. Red Imp is on there. Mm-hmm. So that's a dope album, man. He got his kids on there and shit. So
yeah, man.
Shout out to him. Shout out to the bro, Jay Rios, as well.
I did listen to the album where he's got the he's got his daughter doing the intro. Yeah, she's the little UFO.
Yes. Yeah, see, dope. Yo, I'm mad easy, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just have a little kid on your shit and a soul, a vocal sample, and
oh man,
don't be spitting no wax shit. I'll fuck with you.
Nah, but shouts to Feeb, shouts to Red Inf, shouts to Christ, shouts to Flea Lord.
Yes, and once again, Provolone out now. Shout out to Pete Thought. Shout out to Lone. Shout out to Brother F. He engineered a lot of that, mixed it, mastered it, all that good stuff.
Yeah, man. He polished it up real nice.
Yes, sir. Shout out to everybody who tunes in. Shout out to everybody who shares the show. Shout out to everybody who drops comments on the YouTube. That's always fun.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I got to interact more with
you. I think that's it, man.
That's it.
What
you going to take us out with?
What shall we leave with? No.
Come on, man.
I'm going to take y'all out with Keep It Real, what I've been listening to, bro.
Yeah? Okay. That's cool. I'm with it.
I've been listening to this brother. I don't know.
What's up with you, kid? You're the music god, bro. Like, all of a sudden.
Yo, sometimes you just got to disconnect from music, bro. Or you got to find. I got to go find music. I want to listen to this new Justin album, Justin Timberlake. I want to give a good listen to the Future album.
Okay.
I want to give a good listen to these, the Vultures album.
Okay.
Cherry 22 got a new album I really want to listen to. Naomi Sharon got an album I really want to listen to. Carmelande.
Shouts to Sir. So it's like,
Sir
from TDE. He's coming out with a new album. Can't wait for it.
I think didn't he just drop a new album?
Did it drop already?
He might have dropped a new album. Shout out to the brother Shoddy. Just because Brother F went down there to Miami and linked with him. That was super dope.
Yeah, that was super dope.
That's
and the whole 305.
I still want to listen to the Tizo Touchdown album.
Okay.
So I've got a lot of music I want to listen to, a lot of R&B specifically. But I just haven't been in the mood to listen to music, bro. I've just been out my music zone. And sometimes when the energy's weird, music, I listen to a lot of podcasts and shit and talk shit.
See, I'm the opposite now. I've been listening to a lot. No, I don't want to say a lot, but I've been listening to music and not so much podcasts. Like, give me a good one. I haven't found, besides this one, obviously, but, like, give me a really good one that's out there right now. And don't tell me Joe Budden, because
I've been listening to 83 Weeks, but it's a wrestling podcast.
Mm. Isn't WrestleMania coming up?
WrestleMania is next weekend in Philly.
That's right. The Rock going to be there. He's the headliner, ain't he?
The Rock is definitely going to be
there. Woo! The fucking Rock.
When I was in the Army, they used to call me The Rock.
More like the fucking Pebble.
Because I was poor as hard.
Hey, take us out of here.
No puff. Real quick, we spoke about it before we went on air. Dame Dash might be selling his shares of Rockefeller to Cam and to Mace. And if that isn't the perfect fucking circle of irony.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Yeah. I love Dame. And I love Hove, and I probably love Hove a little bit more than Dame just because he's Hove.
Mm.
And I love Cam because he's fucking Cam. But if Dame sells to Cam and Cam is now CEO with Hove, like, yo, that whole story is just fucking.
Yeah. It's kind of like a novella.
It's almost like Shakespearean. And shit.
Yeah. No, but that'd be dope, man. Good for both Cam and Cam.
I'm
going to
write a Shakespearean play about Rockefeller.
Just hip hop, yo. It's like a fucking novella
now. Hip-hop, bro. I'm sick of hip-hop.
Nah, don't say that, fam.
I've been sick of hip-hop, dog.
Nah, dude. Nah. Like, it's funny, man, because I've been looking at some interviews and stuff like that, and y'all, I've realized I love this music, yo. I'm maybe falling a little bit out of love for the culture because the culture's in a weird place right now. But the music itself, come on, man.
Yes, I love music.
Yeah,
but I find myself falling out of love with
the actual
hip hop.
Yeah, with the culture and the shenanigans.
Yeah.
All the stupidity and like the.
But some of the music too, depending. You know, some of the music gets outdated, bro. And some of the topics you don't want to fucking connect with. We've had this conversation before.
Yeah.
I don't want to listen to broke nigga rap, bro. Like, I want to disconnect from that. I don't want to associate with it. I don't want to feel it.
That's why I'm kind of surprised you don't listen to Rock Marcy. He don't talk broke nigga shit, you know what I'm saying?
He talk Hova shit?
He does. He actually does,
not
bro.
On Hova level, though.
Come on, dog. Give it a try, dog. Nah, he nice, man. Shouts to Rock Marcy.
No, and I'm not shitting on Rock at all. I'll chill with him. I'll talk to him. I'll interview him.
He seems like an interesting cat, too, like a smart dude.
It's just not in my vein right now.
That's another part of the reason why I kind of listen, not why I listen to his music. He seems like an intelligent person. Like, he seems like he's more than just what he's putting out on wax.
Answer this question, and depending on your answer, I'll listen to the, it'll determine whether I listen.
You're not,
to
but go ahead.
Does he seem like a good person?
Lately,
that is my determining factor. Yeah. Everything.
That's a good. I'll tell you what. I can't tell you that. I can tell you that he's good to his people.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying?
The most important thing to me right now is to be a good fucking person, bro. Yeah. I don't care if you can rap and you're a piece of shit, then you're just a piece of shit. But if you're a good person and you rap, at least you're a good person.
Yeah.
On that note, shout out to all the good people out there.
Yes, sir.
I watched 4 seasons of this show called The Good Place. Can you tell how bored I am?
The Good Place. I'm trying to think. Oh, I know what you're talking about. I never watched that. Was it good?
It was all right, man. It was all right. It brought me peace. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
And on that note, oh, shit, I forgot I was going to leave y'all with music.
Yeah, what we got, man? Come on. Play something you love, man. Come on.
I am playing something I love. This young brother's in jail. He's been in jail for a while. Hopefully they'll free him one day. Shout out to K-Flock. Shout out to the BX. I ain't been listening to music, but I've been listening to this. Some drill shit. Some negative energy shit. Some gun shit. Some fuck everybody.
Bow, bow, bow. You are like a walking
contradiction. I am human. Everything dead. Bow, bow, bow.
Suck my dick.
Don't run no truck.
Go ask my ass to get ugly. I could do
Ready, man, get him off the day podcast.
That nigga a dummy. He think I'm a rapper. He think this is funny.
Shut up, chest out, guns out, something's coming.
I'm in fashion, I
you can't
I
rap.
Fuck it, back out,
put
the beat on the public.
No, man, if you can't rap, at least be a good person.
And if you can't be a good person,
you better rap your ass off.
Bust your gun.
Nigga, stop putting names in your song. You all right?
Stop putting names in your song.
They can't wait till they catch him or what?
Ready, man, hip hop debate podcast episode 182. Brother BS, the brother Burns.
Bitches get shot and get heavy.
Bitches get shot.
My phone 5 and get heavy. With his bestie. In the ground, we can't hear with Maxi. Every fatty. Mr. Up at a pop like confetti. Is you ready?
Is you ready?